This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-463, actually I think I have a different fax, 466-3008, regarding Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Cisco, S-I-S-C-O, date of birth 3/30/1945. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Cisco with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, vascular dementia, and anemia. Her last visit was September 6th of 2023. Since that time, she had seizure-like activity at the Masonic home. She was sent to Alma ER and then transferred back to the Masonic Pathways. More seizure activity occurred, and she was sent to Midland. She was hospitalized from 2/16 to 2/19. They did EEG studies. Those were negative for seizure disorder. However, it was suspected that she did have encephalopathy. Etiology was unknown, and her Lamictal was increased to 150 milligram twice a day, and that has prevented any further seizure activity. She is feeling better, so it's been at least a month since she's had any seizures. However, she is having trouble with progressive anemia of unknown etiology. In January of this year, hemoglobin is 10.5. February, hemoglobin 9.0. Early March, 8.5. Most recently, 3/15/24, hemoglobin 8.2. Stool for occult blood was negative, but she continues to have low hemoglobin of unknown etiology. She is not showing symptoms, however, no shortness of breath. She's able to walk and get up and around, and she is not having seizures, so that is good. And her weight is stable. No cough, shortness of breath, no bowel changes, and no cloudiness or blood in the urine. Medications. I also want to highlight the Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day for medications, and Aldactone, 25 milligram once a day. Physical exam. Weight is 186.4 pounds and blood pressure 129/61. The most recent lab studies we have were from the hospital stay in Midland. Hemoglobin was 8.7 at that time, and the date is 2/16/24. Normal white count, normal platelets. Bleeding studies were negative. INR, APTT, troponin normal. Magnesium 1.8. Creatinine was 1.37, estimated GFR of 40, normal electrolytes, normal calcium, albumin 3.8, and 217, creatinine 1.13, hemoglobin 8.6. The EEG study done 217 through 218 of 2024 showed normal EEG monitoring. There was no signs of epileptiform activity on this study. And the MRI of the brain showed mild atrophy and white matter changes, encephalomalacia from prior infarcts were noted, and that was similar to the prior MRI she had had. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with recent encephalopathy and seizure activity. Two, vascular dementia. And three, anemia of unknown etiology. The patient should continue to have lab studies for us every 3 months and further evaluation for the progressive anemia is currently warranted. She may need a hematology referral or a referral for EGD or colonoscopy possibly, even though the stool for cut blood was negative. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.